Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I'd like to talk about farmers markets. That's no surprise to you, but I want to talk a bit beyond produce in the park, which is the one that I'm sure many of you hear me talk about, but farmers markets in the bigger picture. And I'm thinking anybody who's hearing me has a farmers market somewhere pretty close to them, because they're located in many small towns, as well as, you know, the ones we hear about in our area, Des Moines and Omaha, go to the farmers market. And that's great fun. But you can also have great fun and good food going to those that are in your local area. Elkhorn has just started one, and I hear it's pretty successful. Avoca has a really going one. Messina has a nice farmers market with some added kind of benefits. And that's kind of the interesting thing about each of the farmers markets have their own personality because of the people who are there, because of the organizers, because of you who attend. So there are a lot of benefits in addition to getting nice, good tasting fresh food. And of course, that's kind of at the top of the list of the reasons why you might want to support farmers markets and why other people do that too. And I did not check on this, but the last I checked on it, Iowa has more farmers markets per person than any other state in the nation. So that says we should have some pretty close to us that we could support and benefit from. So what are some of the benefits? Well, again, you know, went on the internet and get information. Now I have lots in my house and my file and so on. But I thought it was interesting. I ran across a study that had been done in Australia. Now, farmers markets are not just in Iowa and California. They're all over the world. And in fact, they probably started in, you know, long ago. And I know they did long, ages and ages and ages ago all over the world. And they're still all over the world. But this was a study in Australia that to look at the benefits to farmers, consumers, and the communities where they are situated. And that, of course, varies from place to place. But the farmers markets in Australia, as well as other places, provide an economically viable distribution option for people who grow food. And the community can benefit from health, education, tourism, social well-being, and regional economic benefits. Boy, that's a mouthful. That's big stuff. And one of the reasons that farmers markets are important to all of us. Well, counting down, sort of giving more specific reasons and benefits from farmers markets. First one, taste real flavors. And you'll go, well, I know what broccoli tastes like. I know what radishes taste like. I know what onions taste like. But sometimes if you have not tasted those that have been harvested probably within hours of when you get to taste them and are locally grown, they do have a different flavor. And for most of us, that's a better flavor. It has more flavor. And again, each person's palate is a little different and you have your own thinking about that, your own taste buds to tell you that. But the locally grown fresh produce has just a fresher flavor. Another reason is that you can enjoy the season because farmers markets are seasonal, although that's extending as more of the growers are having high tunnels. So that extends the season both earlier and later. Some folks have greenhouses, so the season gets extended, but it's still, for the most part, pretty seasonal. So you go with the flow, you know, asparagus and rhubarb now, peas, snap peas, all of those things that are more of the spring kind of thing, and then we'll move on into probably green beans. I'm always thinking are one of those early kinds of things that are not the greens and the peas and that sort of thing. So you just kind of go with the flow into fall. Of course, most people, the first thing they think of are tomatoes. Well, we got to wait a while for tomatoes. Probably in July, you'll see some tomatoes. depending on the person who grows them. And of course, sweet corn, very, very seasonal, but it's kind of just enjoy the season as we go through that and knowing that, oh, this is the best right now because it is in season. As we mentioned, it is a support to local family farmers, and that money that you pay them, of course, they have to use in various ways, and much of that money stays in the community. So that's the broader picture in terms of the community benefiting economically also. Protect the environment. Well, the average food in the U.S. travels 1,500 miles to get on your plate. And, of course, all the shipping uses large amounts of natural resources, contributes to pollution, creates trash because you have extra packaging. So by buying that food that's locally raised and presented to you locally, all of those things are cut way down, transportation way back. And of course, most of it's very simple packaging for sure. And at many of the markets, and I'll say, I'm just plug Produce in the Park, there's a free bag that you can repeat to every week to put your food in, to take it home. Nourish yourself. Some of the foods you buy are much healthier for you. Many of them are because they have not been through the shipping time. You know, they've been harvested a number of days ahead and then shipped. And then sometimes they have to have some kind of processing to them. Perhaps they're harvested when they're not completely ripe. So there are a number of reasons that the food that you can buy raised locally and harvested at its peak is going to be healthier for you. You might discover some variety if you're a little bit willing to take some risks. You could taste some things that you go, I don't know you could eat that. In fact, I just found out, I'm thinking I knew that it was okay to eat the peas, the flowers on the peas, you know, after they've been kind of past the stage when you usually pick peas and there's flowers there, or sometimes the flowers at the very beginning. Yeah, I probably wouldn't think about eating those. Hey, those could be tasty. So you might have an opportunity to taste that. Or perhaps it's just something that's sort of ordinary, like radishes, but prepared in a different way and going, oh, well, that is okay. Or perhaps a wide variety. Perhaps there's blue potatoes or red carrots or who knows, lots of opportunities to taste something different, a spice, add to your spice of life with variety. You have the option at many farmers markets to buy meats that have been raised without antibiotics and hormones. They're raised organically. So if that's your choice, you know that you are helping that industry, that farmer, to continue to do that kind of good work. One of the biggies is to know where your food comes from. You visit face to face with the person who raised that food. And I think this is true in all farmers market. It's certainly in the ones I know about, that the person who's selling it to you, the stand where you are, it has to be raised by those people. It can't be shipped in from some other state or even some other farm in another part of Iowa. It has to be raised by the person that you're talking to. So they know how it was raised. They know about preparing it. They know lots about whatever it is that you might be buying from them. So it's a good way to learn more about the food, and it's fun. Get to know the person who raises your food. Learn cooking tips, recipes, and meal ideas. Produce in the Park has tasting tests, tasting opportunities, and so do many of the other farmers markets. Try this, you know, and if it's okay if you don't like it, but give it a try and get some ideas for usually easy and fast kinds of ways to prepare that food, or learn that you could just eat it raw, that all you need to do is make sure it's washed. And finally, connect with your community. See the other people there, stroll through the market, talk not only to the farmer, but to other people there, and just enjoy the time you have there. So it does really give the opportunity to learn more about your community, learn more about the people, and talk to people at your community. So until next time, I'm going to promote Produce in the Park tonight, 4:30 to 6:30 in Atlantic City Park. It's going to be breezy and shady. And if not at Produce in the Park, visit one of your other local farmers markets.